By his own admission, Dave Obey was a troubled child. Growing up in a working-class Catholic family in the 40s, his parents going through a divorce, it was a nun at his parochial school that gave him a life-changing assignment.
I wound up, frankly, being a pretty screwed-up kid. I was skipping school 2 days a week, and Sister Tekla, my seventh-grade teacher, assigned me to do a debate, and the subject was Joe McCarthy. I'd never heard of Joe McCarthy.
The Wausau teenager soon knew all about Wisconsin's junior senator, who was making national headlines with his crusade against communists. Obey had become hooked on politics, Republican politics.
I took my sister's wagon, tied it to my bicycle in the 52 election, filled it up with Republican literature for Eisenhower, Laird, and McCarthy, and distributed it to about one-third of the houses in the city of Wausau. I never regretted doing that for Eisenhower or Laird, but I certainly did for McCarthy, and I've been doing penance ever since.
The penance came when Dave Obey was in high school. It was another teacher, and Joe McCarthy again played a role.
What changed my mind was what McCarthy supporters on the Wausau School Board tried to do to the best teacher I ever had. His name was Arthur Henderson. He was my high school history teacher as a junior. And what some of them on the board tried to do was to have Henderson fired for being a so-called red. He was about as Red Skelton, the old comedian. And he had the temerity to teach that the U.S. Constitution and the political platform of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce did not necessarily coincide.
Obey became a Democrat in the progressive Bob La Falla tradition, got elected to the Wisconsin State Legislature, and then took over Melvin Laird's congressional seat in 1969. He's held it ever since, serving under seven presidents, beginning with Richard Nixon. In his just-released autobiography, Obey has a surprising choice for the best of the bunch.
I decided that the best president I ever worked with was Gerry Ford, a Republican. And people are surprised by that because he was an accidental president and he wasn't around that long. By his personal decency and dignity, I think he restored a positive view of government in this country, and that was badly needed. And secondly, he got Richard Nixon off the front pages by pardoning him.
Obey says he used to think Nixon was the worst president he served with. Not anymore.
I'm sorry to say I think it's the existing president, Mr. Bush. He is governed by dividing rather than uniting, and he has absolutely ruined our influence through large sections of the world for decades to come by his actions in leading us into that misbegotten, misguided war in Iraq.
Dave Obey's autobiography is called Raising Hell for Justice, The Washington Battles of a Heartland Progressive. The book's jacket features some kind words from the Republican he replaced in Congress, Melvin Laird. In Wausau, I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.